two. The next one. I started translating that, of which I translated about 25 pages. And then, in the act of translation, I got to a point where I remembered I was a female, and that, in a way, there wasn't enough language here. Like, this panorama presented a certain language for me that I wanted, a kind of way of moving verbally revolutionary. As I say, that the writing, I'll get this into this more specifically when I talk about why Guillotat writes the way he does, but a way of moving, a specific way of verbal moving that did something to the mind, that acted as a machine, that wasn't just self-expression. I mean, Guillotat doesn't give a shit about saying the Algerian War occurred. I mean, everyone knows that in Paris, it's not of interest. Or that there are these soldiers, or soldiers exist, or rape exists, or whatever. He's interested in using writing as a tool, as a kind of tingling machine, as something that'll do something. Not that it's goal-oriented, but he sees it as functional. He's a Marxist. And that was of absolute prime interest to me, to see a kind of writing that isn't just self-expression, but that operates in a very wide way, you know, that isn't just written for a little group of people and only understandable to a little group of people. I mean, anyone, you know, it's a very available text that he's writing. But also in my mind, the information stopped at a point. There was a limit I could feel. Whenever I feel a limit, I change ground. And I could feel a limit that this was a guy and I was a woman. And I was going over, and he's also homosexual. And the whole thing, not that by nature, you know, those are real divisions, but I just hit a limit. I hit that kind of perceptual limit. So I started translating Lore's stuff, which I will read you. I started translating a little thing of hers, which is a kind of recollection of her childhood. It goes like this. You listen. I no longer know how to speak. A, B, C, D. I no longer know how to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not speaking to anyone. People don't speak clearly when there are no reasons for speaking clearly. When one is all alone and there are no longer any people around. And more important, there are no reasons for other people to be around me. I mean, all those visions of the 50s, the end of the world by atomic bombs, businessmen's greed, are now historically true. Vision, madness, comes true. Vision is the realest thing there is. No, I haven't told you everything. Some criminal hands have gotten hold of destiny. In this way, vigorous, just-born kids strangled by the umbilical cord, so you only want to survive. Listen, you. This long night's full of your cries, long, tearing cries, broken up by the crash of a window being slammed shut, raucous and entrancing cries, cut short by the gag and dying at the edges of your lips. Strident appeals, people's names tossed into eternal nothing, laughter, revenger revenging, falling high down a waterfall of scorn, contempt, vague, uncertain, unknown, moans, kids' wailings in adult language. All these cries, tangled, flying autumn leaves, rise up from a garden like the roses smell, grows, cut off from the humus and the hay. It is a very Parisian garden where I found somewhere to hide. From behind the spindle trees, a totally pale man left. He slants, stows a hand in nothing, taking tiny steps on the white pebbles, slams still holding on his non-existent hand, and sets out again very carefully all around the garden. Another rises, inflamed face, vermilion lips. He surprised my refuge set in the wall and hidden by frightful, massive fuchsias. There it is full of ivy, of soot, of begonias bruised, crushed in the fingers, and of traces of hopscotch crayon. The man, obscenely gesturing, approaches me, but there are many knowing detours, and here another steps over his window, bewildered, beating the air like a windmill. Drool flies from his lips. They have escaped me, the shits. He is being controlled. Now a woman passes. Hands clasped under the chin, she runs her whole body shapeless, flabby and lumpy. Her visions, while passing, bring out a bit of a smile immediately set, because there appears a ghastly face who tries to enter the rails of her cage, tries from the front, then from the side, but in vain. Then a white, fleshless arm passes and hangs there sweetly until night, like a piece of linen in the wind. Poor, quaint beings in their sadness, which gives itself up for being too elevated, and their sadness, their misery, vanquished, powerless, crushed, idiotic. You listen. I no longer know how to speak. I no longer know how to count. I'm not speaking to anyone. People don't speak clearly when there's no reason to speak clearly. When one's all alone and there are no longer any people around, and more important, there are no reasons for other people to be around. I mean, vision always comes true. Vision is the realest thing there is. I have to be precise. The light comes when judgment, either or valuations, being destroyed, only a multitude, everything remains. Any way to get this delight is a way to get this delight, even if it fucks up the body, or if it's a little delight. Living strays, cast out of all the shipwrecks in the world, either misery or beyond misery, the desolation closest to nothing, are now finding themselves blown out on the crumbling edges of the tears. Minds blown from seeing themselves, then others. Looks go through them, words are like wind, no sense, no signification. Alone, those who are back from the distance understand without rationality. They don't have to speak. These people can control the world. The earth becomes hard so they can walk. The water rolls around, thick waters filled with coldness, heavy stenches. Below these cities' bridges, beyond the suburbs. Every person is caught. A history, a secret, therefore stupid, unable to have a real cry or a language. Real language is all cries. And that was the beginning point for me, in a way, was to realize that that's true. And then from now on, in what I was doing, it became a process. I mean, we all talk about, well, rationality, et cetera, memory, works in a way to say prison does. But to map all that's interesting to you precisely became the real action. So once there was, I just thought that real language is old cries. Then the mapping started. Of course, it continued since nothing, you know. Real language is old cries. I'll just finish this section. Pure shining faces hide troubles, mix up meshes, knots named evil snares. Human never having become anything, our seaweed tangles with eyes popping out of their head, glaucous and roomy, having no language, some of them visionaries, hating immensely, scorning, some loving and confiding sweetly. They look. They can have just one look. This look is a desire, sail in the blood. I saw one of these looks in someone pale and obsessed with hunger, who wanted to kill someone else than himself as an answer to powerlessness and defeat. I'm not living in life, but in death.